Andrews John, Topsham, Maine, August 26, 1855. Vision for concerning his marriage. Dear Brother John, Andrews, there were two things in the vision given me at Paris that I could not remember. Some things were perfectly lost to me while with you, or hid from me so that I could not speak them. While writing the other parts of the vision, these things have unfolded to my mind. I told you that I saw you could not glorify God by taking the step you have contemplated, as you have glorified him in your past life. Instead of having less care while engaged in the great work, as you approach the time of trouble, your care will be doubled, your anxiety increased. In no way are you bettering your situation. Instead of marrying one that can take care of and nurse you, it is just the opposite. I saw that in this thing your eye has not been single to the glory of God and the advancement of his cause. Since your return home, you have been losing spiritual strength and energy. You have not, while engaged in this matter, grown in grace. I will now write the part hid from me while with you. I saw that you could do no better now than to marry Angeline, that after you have gone thus far, it would be wronging Angeline to have it stop here. The best course you can now take is to move on, get married, and do what you can in the cause of God. Annie's disappointment cost her her life. I saw that you were injudicious in her case, and it all grew out of a mistaken view you had of James. You thought that he was harsh and impatient toward Paris friends, and you stepped right in between Annie and us, sympathized with her in everything. Your interest manifested for her was undue and uncalled for, and showed that you had a great lack of confidence in us. I saw that the impression upon the minds of friends in Paris is now, and has been, yourself not excepted, that we made too much of the trials there, that they were not so faulty as we thought. This is not so. The things there have been shown in vision in their true light, and have not been exaggerated at all. Nothing have we held, and nothing do we hold, towards friends in Paris. No, no. I only relate the vision which refers to things that trouble or difficulties grew out of. I saw that now it would be better for you both to marry, but God had not designed it so. But the best course now, with the least evil results, is to go forward. You shall have the rest of the vision about different things. We'll write you when I have time. E.G. White. Please read and return this to me at Rochester, and I will send the whole together.